Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everyone, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Brittany Miles and I am here guest hosting on the Dr. Pat Show. I host a show on Transformation Talk Radio called Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And you can find me on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. So today we're going to be talking about the burning flame. Wondering if you're wondering what that means. Some might say, hey, Britt, 2020 was a dumpster fire. What do you mean a burning flame on this last day of 2020? Can you believe it, everyone? We made it. Thank goodness. Be grateful for every good thing that's happened to you this year. And what we're going to talk about is letting go. And that's really the core focus of my message and what I work on my show is the restorative power of surrender. So today we're going to talk about letting go, letting God, letting spirit, and talking about how to let go of everything in 2020. I think there are many things that we have learned, experienced. However, there's still always a little bit of baggage that we still have. So we're going to talk about how we can get rid of that baggage. And one way we can do that is symbolically through the burning bowl ritual. And I was reminded of this ritual through a letter from Unity Org in Unity Village in Missouri. They are a preeminent New Thought church. And I received this a few weeks ago, and that's what prompted me to talk about it today. And what it is based upon a Native American ritual where one takes the things that they want to release and they either write it on slips of paper or symbolically put it in a box or what have you. And they burn it and then they release it into the air, into the wind, and up to spirit. And after that, it's gone. And spirit then can take care and let it go, and it releases, and it's a healing opportunity for the individual. And because we all cannot hold on to everything. As a recovering control freak, you know, our shoulders are not meant to carry everything. Our hands are not meant to carry everything. We can't pack all of our luggage. We can't hold on to everything. If we do, you know, it's like a case of hoarders. We'll have too much stuff. Things get confused, lost, smelly. And then you start to wonder exactly what's going on here. So a ritual like the burning bowl helps us to release things. And once that weight is off our shoulders, we have a new opportunity. Just like as we turn the page from 12:31 to 1:01, we have a new opportunity. As we go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning, we have a new opportunity. As we go from one breath to another breath, we have a new opportunity. And within that new opportunity, we are able to shift consciousness and open ourselves up to a different way of being. So for some of you, I can share my backstory because you may or may not be familiar. In 2016, I couldn't find a job to save my life. I worked in the technology center and nothing wrong with the economy, nothing wrong with my skill set, but I couldn't find anything. I was running low on money. I'm a single parent. My child at the time was 8 years old, growing like a weed, as they say. I had a home, I had a mortgage, starting to struggle to pay that. I lost a lot of friends, lost family members. I lost all of the key relationships and the things that were grounding in my life. And what was happening was the universe was, in a way, kicking my butt and telling me I needed to let go of things. I was holding on so tightly to so many things. My place in society, my ability to be super mom and take care of everything and be all and everything. Holding on to a house that I probably should have let go of, and eventually I did. And once I let go of the house and I decided to let it go into foreclosure, I decided to go with the flow with work and just see what came up. I took a job, which really was about half my salary, but you know what? It still kept us going and I had everything I needed. I allowed myself to get some more help with my child instead of trying to do it all. And as I started to make these changes, I had a radical shift. In the same way that I had a radical shift when everything was taken away from me. If you're familiar with the tarot, there's a card called the Tower, which everyone is afraid of in the deck. And the card depicts a tower that's on fire and people are jumping out to save their lives. And that depicts great change. And that's when the universe says, I've given you ample warning, ample time to make these changes, but now since you haven't listened, I'm going to kick you into gear. So again, that's how we have another, the semblance of fire, right? And once I did all of those things and I let things go, I realized that I could shift into something new. And once I shifted into something new, I realized, like, wow, there were things around me that I didn't even see because I was holding on and grasping so tightly onto this thing that I didn't think I should lose because I didn't think I could get anything better. So I found a better home. I found a much better job paying twice what I was making before. And I found new opportunities with new friends, renewing family relationships. And my world shifted because I let go. And that's something that's really super powerful for me. And I see the burning bowl ritual as a way to help folks start to see some of that radical shift in their lives. So stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit more about letting go and the power of letting go. I teed up my story, but we'll dive a little bit deeper. And then also we'll talk about today, if you're not ready to let go, how do you make peace with the things that are going on in your life? There's some things that you don't like, but you're still a little bit afraid and unsure. You are still able to make peace with those things. And how does that look for you? And then finally, we'll talk through what the burning bowl ritual is. And it's something that perhaps you'll partake with your friends, your family this evening or next week. And it's a great way to set intention for yourself and open up that space of intention and affirmation. I like to say that I prefer intention versus resolutions. Most people break resolutions within, I think, less than 10 days of making them. So it's not really that great. If you want to see change in your life, you're going to have to let go. So stay tuned. We're going to get ready for a break. And you are here on the Dr. Pat Show. I am Brittany Miles, the host of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm here today guest hosting for Dr. Pat. And today we're talking about the burning flame and how you can release and let go of all of your burdens in 2021. Talk to you soon.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Thank you, Benny. Welcome back. Welcome back. I am Brittany Miles, and I'm here guest hosting for Dr. Pat today. And I'm also a host on Transformation Talk Radio. My show is Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And you can find me on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. And today, as the song indicated, we're talking about letting go. Today is the last day of 2020, whew, and we're going to let go of this year. It is New Year's Eve here, and we are talking about the burning flame, how we can use the burning bowl ritual, which comes to me through Unity Church from Unity Village in Missouri, as a sacred ritual for letting go of all of our burdens and baggage. And I thought it'd be something fun to talk about today on the last day of the year. But before we get back into that, I have a really cool Instagram kind of quote affirmation, which I thought would be kind of fun for you guys to hear. And it's from an account called Bliss in Me. On Instagram, and it's at Bliss in Me, and I highly encourage you to check that out. So here we go. Your presence here is a statistical miracle. Don't get caught up in what isn't working, mistakes, or lack of knowledge. Use these as a catalyst to recreate and bring the richest, most fulfilling experience to you and others. This human existence is special and dynamic. We weren't meant to play small. We were meant to thrive, to flourish, to be, to love, to experience all lessons, so we can grow into the masters that we truly are. We each carry our own energy and life purpose. We will experience what we experience. Learn from each other and travel into your core so that this journey is as meaningful as it can be. You are capable of creating at will. Create good. And thank you for another year. And there's more to come in 2021. I think that I read that actually first thing this morning. I do read my Instagram feed because I like to see positive things first thing in the morning after my morning prayers. And that just caught me. And I just thought it would be something great to share and could be powerful for someone to hear today as we talk about letting go. So let's continue. Letting go, as we talked about in the last segment, is extremely powerful. It is the way for us to release things that we've been carrying on our shoulders, in our hearts, in our bodies, in these bags that we have metaphorically packed. And we are not meant to carry all of that. We are meant to, as Bliss in Me meditation says, we're here to grow and to thrive and to learn from one of each other, learn from one another or each other. And by letting go, we open up a space for the new. And that's what we were talking about in the last segment, is once we allow ourselves to get everything out, we have a new sense of freedom. Think of it this way. If you ever deep clean your house, and I'm sure everyone here does or has someone to help them and support them in that, you'll feel as you take out, you know, bags of trash, you sweep, you mop, you polish, you disinfect, you'll notice that there's a shift in the energy in your house. Where it felt potentially deep and dark and heavy, you feel a sense of lightness. As you open up your home to, you know, fresh air by opening doors and windows and airing out your house, again, you feel that shift. The energy is moved around your house. The things that were heavy have been moved out. And in its absence, we have light. As we go from night to day, light or sunlight is the best disinfectant. It opens us up. And then you can see new possibilities. So as we clean this house, we can say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should move that table to the garage. Or maybe that console could go to Goodwill. But so we start to see by letting go, we have new possibilities. We have new freedom. We get rid of things. We get rid of the things that we didn't need. And we start to realize, why did I even hold on to that to begin with? As I shared in the last segment and on my show, I've talked about how I've come to this place of belief in the restorative power of surrender is that in 2016, I was losing everything conceivable that was important in my life, like my home, job opportunities, friends, family. And one big thing that I was holding on to was my home. I didn't want it to go into foreclosure. I'd been able to manage it and hold on to it. I was very proud of the fact that I was a single parent living in a really nice neighborhood, and I was able to afford to live here and give my child a really good start in life. But I kept holding on to it. And then finally, I realized I couldn't do it anymore. And I reached out to an attorney, and she said to me, well, just let the house go. And at first I was like, no. And then I started to hear what she was saying and the possibilities that I had within letting go. And once I did that, I felt a shift. Things started to change for me. First at little, and then largely more, you know, in a bigger way. So for example, once I let the house go, I started looking for new places for us to live. I was looking at apartments, and I found an apartment near my daughter's school, which I had never seen before, where a ton of her classmates lived, where before none of her classmates really were close to where we were. It was the type of childhood that I had, where you had friends in the neighborhood around the block. And it had everything that we wanted and more. And the only way I found it was by turning down a street that I had never turned down before. In living in the neighborhood for 10 years, I never went down the street, and I found something entirely new. So once you let go, there's a whole world out there, or a whole new world of opportunities that are out there. Also, with letting go, you have this sense of freedom. I was talking about that before. It's you have a new way of being. That shift in consciousness allows you to say, hey, I don't have to accept the status quo anymore. Or I can shift the status quo and maybe start to have you ask questions. What is the status quo? Was that something that I made up? Am I believing the things that I believe in? It gives you and opens up that space for you to start asking yourself some really good questions about, hey, is this something that I even care about? Why do I even believe that? Is that even true? And again, that's what happened for me. When I let my house go into foreclosure, I started to think about, well, why was I holding on to this so tightly? Was it because I thought I would then be considered a bad person? I'm not living up to my responsibilities. There was a lot there that I had an opportunity to explore. And I started to realize that there was a lot of stuff that I was holding on to, which wasn't my stuff. It was stuff that came from my family of origin, the culture we built within our family of origin, the belief systems that I gained from culture. So I got to explore and let a lot of that stuff go. I mean, is it all really gone? No, there's some sticky, ooey-gooey places inside of me in which it still sticks, but I still have the opportunity and the wherewithal to let that go and be like, hey, that's not me. And I think that's one of the great things about surrender. It's you can find out the things that aren't you and start taking off all of those layers of not you until you can find you. And that's the power for me, is that through all of the surrender, I got to find out who and what I am. And I found that I am far greater, far powerful, and smarter than I ever knew. Through not letting go, I was playing small. And that's something I talk to a lot of people about, is not playing small. Step into your power. I think by holding on, that's so much fear. We're holding on to fear. And with fear, you're playing small. I'll say that again. With fear, you're playing small. With fear, you're playing small. It takes a lot of courage to step out of the darkness of fear into the light of freedom. And that freedom comes through letting go. And I cannot tell you how powerful I feel and how happy and fulfilled I am by staying in that light and in that freedom. It's changed my life significantly and it's done a 180. Am I perfect at it all? No. But I think with the Buddhist principles, mindfulness that I use to keep me anchored, I get better and better every day. And a lot of the things I teach to keep me anchored in that sense of freedom and that sense of letting go, it's staying in the present. And by staying in the present, I do it by the breath. So taking a nice deep inhale in and out and in and out. Whenever I feel fear or when I feel like I'm grasping, that's how I know that I'm not able to let go. I feel like I'm grasping, like this is the only thing I'll ever have. And by working with my breath, I learned how to let go. And I'm supported in letting go. When we come back, we'll talk more about letting go and then also making peace. Sometimes it's difficult to let go, but let's talk about how we will make peace with 2020. If there are things that we are still not able to or ready to let go of. So you are here on the Dr. Pat Show with me, Brittany Miles, guest hosting. I'm a host on the network. My show is Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And here we're talking about the burning flame and how to let go of our baggage in 2021 to free up power, tranquility, and serenity in 2021. Stay tuned. I'll see you after the break.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Happy New Year's Eve. Yes, and Happy New Year. My name is Brittany Miles. I'm here guest hosting for Dr. Pat. I host a show here on Transformation Talk Radio called Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All, where we talk about the restorative power of surrender, which is the topic for today here on Dr. Pat Show. You can find me on my show the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. So as I said, we are talking about the burning flame. Many people would say, hey, Britt, 2020 was a dumpster fire. What kind of flame are you talking about? I'm talking about the ritual burning bowl, which helps us to take and release all of our burdens that we carry in our shoulders, our hearts, our bodies, our minds, and in those metaphorical bags that we have all around us. And we let them go. We let go and let God. We burn them and let spirit transform them into something else. And within that, we have the peace that passes understanding. And we are able to open ourselves up to greater love, power, freedom, new avenues and ways of being. And I would say something that I didn't talk about last time was gratitude. We can be grateful for all the things that we have, because even if things are really, really not so great around us, or our perception of things around us isn't really great, we can always fall back on the things that we do have and the things that are important to us. So the fact that you are breathing, the fact that you woke up this morning, that you are in sound mind, sound body, sound spirit. Your family is the same way. You have a home that you you woke up into, a warm bed, you have food, you have reliable transportation or access to that. These are all things, clean and fresh water, clothes. These are things that are not promised to us, and vast majority of the world really doesn't have all of this. So we should have gratitude, I should say, for all the things that we have. And by letting go, we start to see what we have versus what we don't have. So let's take a moment and be grateful. So part of this segment is going to be talking about making peace, right? We've talked about letting go, surrender, what that does for us. However, you might not be ready to let go. There's still some corner part or the entirety of something that in your life, you're not ready to go, let go of. You know what? That's okay. I can't make you, I can't force you. That this is an inside job. It's okay. What you can do instead is make peace. Instead of fighting, hearing the dictator voice in your head and in your heart, instead of just all of that grasping to hold on, just maybe put down some of that stuff that you've been carrying and make peace with it. In the same way that we use the metaphor of a good house cleaning and as a way of shifting energy, shifting consciousness, moving things around, maybe with making peace with these bags and all of these things that you're holding on to, just put them in a little corner. Maybe tuck them in a closet. You can shut the door. You could lock the door. And since it's your stuff, you can open that door, unlock that door, and look at it sometimes. You can talk to it. You can pet it. You can see what parts could be, you know, let go of. Maybe some of it naturally decays and falls off. Maybe you take some of it out for a while and you look at it. You dust it off. You maybe make it prominent. But then you start thinking, well, you know, you see it in a new light. You're taking it from the darkness to the light, and sunlight is the best disinfectant. Maybe you see it in a new way. Maybe it shifts its shape or size. Maybe something that was super big in the dark, the boogeyman, maybe once you bring it to light, it becomes something a lot smaller, something manageable. And once you get to see it and look at it, maybe you can start to see how you could let it go. So I think making peace is also a powerful practice. Just because letting go works for someone else, maybe it's not going to work for you in this particular situation. There are still things that I've let go of a lot, and we've talked a lot about what I've let go of, but there are still some things that I am making peace with. If you're a regular listener to my show, I am making peace with a family member where I'm doing primary caregiving. I, during the fall, was having a really rough time. I was having some really strong emotions. I was feeling burnt out. I was scared and lost and in a place where I didn't have all the answers and I didn't know and I didn't like it and I was uncomfortable. So for me, there's a lot of stuff there. I need to work on letting go. But for right now, I've made a lot of peace with it. And the peace has helped me to break up all of that stuff that I'm holding on to into pieces. And in those pieces, as I was saying, I took things out of my closet. I took them and put them into light, into sunlight. And their shape and form has taken, well, their shape and form has changed. It's transformed. I had to think about my words there. And I've been able to let go of little pieces, like bit by bit. There are some big, strong, heavy pieces in the closet. Do not get me wrong. But I have been able to take the pieces to make peace. And I like that. That's my aha for the moment. If you watch my show, I have a lot of those. I call it my Oprah aha. It's like, I've taken the pieces to make peace. I like that. I'm going to say it one more time. I've taken the pieces to make peace. And that feels really good to me. It feels good to me in my heart. And it helps me to realize that you're always on the journey. You're always learning more. It's not always about doing more. It's about learning more. Ram Dass says that we are all walking each other home. And this is a way that we walk each other home back into the light, is just learning more about ourselves and the world and experience. It's not about having the biggest house, the most money, the most toys, because we're all going to get out of this experience the same way. And by working through all of these pieces to make peace, it helps you to learn something. It helps you to grow. It helps you to share with others and helps you to be the best person you can be and share your light with others. And given 2020, there has been a lot of loss. There are a lot of things that, you know, some of the bad stuff that's happened for you in 2020, trying to let that go. I'm not making light of that in any way. Places where you might need to make peace, you know, with those pieces, using those pieces to make peace, I think is important. Acknowledging the things that are hurting and that are not helping you to thrive. And by using surrender and making peace, you can get to a place where you're able to accept what is. And I think that's the biggest lesson for me out of 2020, is accepting what is, which goes back to a lot of the mindfulness that I practice and I teach. And it's that staying in presence, staying in the moment. And the point of power is always within that present moment. So by letting go, by making peace, I can stay grounded in that power. I also think the power of intention is a wonderful practice versus making resolutions. I think we all have at some point in our lives made New Year's resolutions. I think it's less than 10 days in which they are broken. And it's because I think it's a dictatorial voice or culture's dictates that say, hey, lose 10 pounds, or you're going to work out more. Those are the usual ones. And those are hard to keep because those are things that come from an outside voice versus an inside voice. And intention, which starts with an I, it's something that you intend to do. It's an inside job. And through surrender, through making peace, you can create those intentions, the thing that you want to work with in a particular day. So for me, there are days where I just want to work with that one little piece that I've had in the closet, and I work on an intention for that piece. And some of the things that I work are through affirmations of that I will use the breath to stay in the present moment, or I will be still, I will be present. And that's a powerful intention for me, because some days that's all I can do as a caregiver. I can't solve any problems. I can only work with my team and the person that I'm supporting. So when I need support, I work with my intention. I'm going to be still and stay present. And that's powerful. I could create a New Year's resolution, which would be larger, and I'd fail. I've had those types of resolutions before, but staying with that intention keeps me grounded. It keeps me focused, and it gives me, again, that freedom to see what other possibilities exist. It gives me that freedom to see the power, the love, and the new ways of being that are around me, right? And one last thing that intention allows me to see is to give myself credit for all the things that I've done and how far I've come through making peace and through letting go. And I think it's something that we don't do often enough, taking that step back and giving ourselves credit for what we've already done. And with that, We're going to get ready for a break. I am Brittany Miles, guest hosting for Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show. We are talking about the burning flame, how to use the restorative power surrender to let go of our burdens in 2020. Stay tuned. We'll see you after the break, and we'll talk about what this burning bowl ritual really is.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit AllThingsWellness.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Just grooving to that last song from Benny. Thank you, Benny. And I am Brittany Miles, and I am guest hosting on the Dr. Pat Show today. I host a show on the network called Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All, where we talk about the restorative power of surrender, which is the focus of our talk today. We've been talking about the burning flame. It's been a talk about a release of our letting go of our burdens from 2020, or if you're not ready to let go, how to make peace with those pieces that you're still going to hold on to, and giving ourselves credit for how far we've come. So never fear, you're just continuing on the journey, right? It's about the path. It's not about the destination. So how I came to the idea for the show, I was trying to find that word, was through a letter I received from Unity Village, the New Thought Church in Missouri, and it's called the Burning Bowl Ritual. And what I want to talk about is how you can use this ritual to help support a lot of the letting go and making peace that you would be doing as the new year approaches. So let's just walk through that. This ritual is about symbolically letting go, letting God, letting the Great Spirit to take and transform through fire, one of the most powerful elements, our struggles, our pain, our suffering. And this ritual is something that comes from the Native American cultures. I'm not going to speak on like all of that shamanistic work, but on a simple level, it's taking simply taking pieces of paper, writing down and thinking through all of our burdens, all of our woes, all of our pain, and then putting them into a fire-safe bowl and then burning them. I would suggest doing this someplace where it's really safe for you, like maybe a bathroom or a kitchen, preferably outside, maybe a fireplace. So taking that breath in and out, centering and grounding yourself, finding that sense of peace and wholeness within you. And then start to, you could do this one by one. You could put them all in the fire safe bowl and just throw a match in there. And then sit quietly and then watch all of it just start to burn. I think fire watching can be quite entrancing in a meditation on its own, where you're watching the paper render into smoke, and start thinking about those things that you've placed there, those thoughts, those cares, those woes, those problems, those headaches, start to transform from paper into smoke. And as you watch the smoke trail up into the ceiling, the sky, the air, you've seen it transform from fire to smoke. We can transform all of our pain from the physical to the non-physical. How does a smoke speak to you? Do you feel a sense of peace? Do you feel a sense of power? Do you feel a sense of just emptiness? Like, do you feel a sense of just dropping down, taking that inhale in and exhale out? And once you do that, do you feel that sense of peace? That's what I usually feel when I let go and I see things transform. And perhaps that's something that you might feel. Once all of the papers have been rendered to smoke, douse the flame, put the pieces into a trash bin. Don't want anyone to start a fire, or if you're outside, they can stay in your fire pit or in your fireplace, but make sure that, you know, if the flame is done, that you just take care of that. We don't want anybody to get hurt. And now you can sit in stillness. Sit here again with that peace that might surpass understanding. Sit here and start to feel what it's like not to have all of that stuff that you're carrying around. Relax. A lot of us hold a lot of tension in our bodies. Just relax. Maybe your face, your jaw, your shoulders, your belly, your hips, your feet, your hands. Relax. I have a great body scan meditation from my last show. Check that out. Maybe that's something that you can do at this point. And once you've gone through your body scan and you found your center and you're grounded, what comes up for you? What thoughts? Do you have any questions for yourself? Do you feel pain? Do you feel any anguish? I mean, lots of things could happen. You could have the sense of peace. You could have pain. You could have anguish. I don't know. Lots of things may come up for you. So I recommend taking some time to write a lot of that stuff down, think it through, and be patient and be gentle with yourself. A great tool, a tip that I use is from Tara Brach, and it's called RAIN. And it's a way to deal with powerful emotions. And this is a great thing to incorporate at this point. And this is what the acronym stands for, R. So you're going to just recognize and allow what is to be. A is allowing everything to be as it is, not trying to change anything. You're going to investigate the questions that you have and the feelings that you have for yourself with care. And then N, which is for nurture, just be really good to yourself and have a lot of compassion. I speak a lot about self-compassion on my show as well. We extend that to others, but extend it to yourself, because during this process, you're going to have a lot of things come up. like I said, you could have pain, you could have anguish, you could have peace, you could have a lot of things. And it's not necessarily just going to be in this moment. It could be over the course of a few days. So by extending self-compassion, self-love, doing some self-care, the use of rain, you are allowing yourself to open up to what's new on the journey. You can see what could be different for you. You can just allow what to be to be. You may take out another piece from the closet that you're making peace from, or you may take something that you were making peace with and decide to let it go. The possibilities are endless. So with that, I want to say thanks for listening. Thanks for being here with me today. I have thoroughly enjoyed talking about the restorative power surrender, about how we can make peace with pieces of things we don't want to get rid of, and talking about the ritual of the burning bowl. I think, you know, you can do this anytime, anywhere. It doesn't have to be for the new year. And also, I should mention, if you don't want to use fire, you can just have something that sometimes folks call a God box or just a box, where you can symbolically take those same slips of paper, put them in the box, put them away, and still go through the rest of the process without burning. Because once you put it in the God box, it's up to God to take care of it. You're allowing God to manage it. So with that, again, Happy New Year. This is my first year with Transformation Talk Radio, and I am so grateful and so happy to be here. I am so happy to be in here today, guest hosting for Dr. Pat. I want to say thank you to Benny and Olivia, our great producers. And I want to say thank you for listening. And I am Brittany Miles, the host of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. And do check me out. My next show is on Wednesday, 1:13 at 1 p.m. And we are going to be talking about how to build a meditation practice with Eden Harmony. So take care. Stay safe. See you soon. Let's go out and I can be safe.